And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the Brand Conversation, and I hope that you're doing good. This is the show where we use an hour's time to inspire, to educate, to uplift, especially those in career development, building your brand, right? Whether it is your personal or your business brand. Now, as I was sharing with the guys that, you know, I recently met somebody that I admired, and I was trying to create an opportunity for me to get to know this person, and I hope you're listening right now because it's you I'm talking to. But anyway, so I met this person. I was really, you know, I admire them for many things and because they are a storyteller. And so I was talking to this person and I said, wow, if you have any time available, I'd love to sit with you and go through my ideas with you. And so this person kind of like started laughing and I thought, oh, maybe they are flattered or maybe they feel like, you know, I complimented them. But then this person was like, yeah, Sally, I've worked hard and I've done all of this for myself. Nobody was there to help me. And I'm thinking, oh, like we are getting to a point now where this person is about to make a very important point. And to my disappointment, they were like, well, I've worked so hard to do this, and I did it all on my own. I didn't have anybody to help me. So why must I share my knowledge that I've acquired by myself? And I was like very disappointed. And also I felt sorry for this person because they haven't learned the importance of knowledge sharing and they haven't learned the importance of leaving something behind. And so I asked this person, I said, okay, but where did you learn all these things from? And they said, no, I learned it from books and YouTube and all of that. I'm like, and where do you think these people learned their skills from? They're like, well, they went to school. And the point I was trying to make was that everybody can learn something from everybody and anybody. You can learn a lesson from the guys that watch the cars in the street to the CEO who just made his first million. Everybody can learn something from someone. So I want to talk to you today in terms of what is the importance in your opinion on knowledge sharing, sharing skills. Who do you want to inspire today and the next day? What do you want to leave behind when you leave this earth? Because yes, sharing knowledge, it made me realize just how important it is to share knowledge and information with others. And that it is, you know, it is such an easy, powerful method to teach. And that sharing knowledge and inspiration is so important, especially in our professional spheres. Just the other day, we were talking about millennials and career development, millennials and their attitudes. And I saw it as an opportunity for us when I brought in Ms. Melanie the last time, that it was an opportunity for us to make sure that we open up the platform for people to know that, yes, as much as millennials may have an attitude or the perceptions that we've created, that they are also there to learn and that we also have the responsibility to teach. So, yes, it's about fostering a vision in others, strengthening professional ties, especially, right? Because if you think about it, when you share with others, it helps deepen your own knowledge and it also, I think it really ingrains what you know. So if you look at it, new conversations, new opportunities, it can arise from just that gesture, right? Offering opportunities to grow. And being a part of the workforce for any long time, you surely have some level of professional expertise, right? You have your own unique set of skills, your own knowledge and experience. And I want you to think about the ways that you can use it to impact others' lives. So sharing your knowledge is such a great service because it gives you an opportunity to think about others and not just yourself. And that if you want to be seen as a leader in your field, then I hope that we'll be able to stand up and be vocal about what you have to offer. That when your expertise helps your team or helps your community, especially our youth, then you become a valuable part of it. Because at the end of the day, success isn't just about what you accomplish in life. It's about what you inspire others to do. So you're more than welcome to join the conversation. That is on 083-288-401. Let's quickly pay the bills.
Your car takes good care of you, so make sure you take good care of it too. We offer the best quality car parts for your Mercedes and BMW vehicles. All the parts you can think of and so much more. Available at Global Parts Namibia. Renowned for service excellence, quality products and affordable prices. Mercedes and BMW owners choose us. You should too. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
Oulum nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not pick up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, you are still tuned in on the number one talk radio station. This is The Brand Conversation. And today we are having a discussion about knowledge sharing. And I'd like to hear from you in terms of what do you think is right or wrong, or what do you think is happening in Namibia's knowledge sharing space? What is the purpose of sharing knowledge? What does sharing knowledge mean to you? Now, you know, I was giving you my personal story in terms of sharing knowledge, right? And that it was very disappointing for me to meet somebody that I admire in my field of media, and this person wasn't interested in sharing their knowledge with me. Now, I'm wondering, what is the fear behind it? How can we go about making people more comfortable with the thought that not sharing knowledge is a selfish thing, and not leaving something behind can really be a huge barrier to us moving forward? Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, Professor Sally.
Yes, my brother, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Are you joining us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Knowledge is wisdom, they say.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's very difficult for someone just to tell them how, in which direction, in which process they went to come where they are now. Because sometimes someone may not even tell you the truth where how they went, because there's a shortcut there. There are some illegal things, illegal deals.
Okay.
So it's not an easy thing for someone. It's only few people. I can't even maybe just 1%, or maybe people who go straight and work hard and quit and dream and so. But it's good to share the knowledge, because some of us, like we in the industry we are now, we gen with less knowledge, but now we find out you see, when you work with different type of people, you can see that this individual, he can lend me something.
Yeah.
This one, he can lend me something. You see, like me, I'm working in the, I'm a mechanic, né?
Okay.
But I work with different guys. when I start this in the industry. Okay. But you find some people who are jealousy with what they don't want you to know, but they only want you to have a little knowledge and must not go beyond them, you see.
Okay.
But you find some people who deeply invest to learn that this is how things must be done.
Yes.
And you must keep, and you see that's how we think.
Okay.
So
basically what you're saying is that some people are you saying some people are scared to share how they got to where they're going because they didn't do it honestly, or
exactly.
Okay,
that's
I get
the reality,
it.
Because if I happen to disclose my workers a salary, take some percent from their salary, and for me to able to buy 2 to 3 cars.
Yeah.
Do you think I'll tell you that I went
for that?
Uh-huh. No, I won't. Or maybe if I happen to you know, in the industry you like you see, like in the industry of entrepreneurs,
yeah,
you might find like some guys who are pricing the government higher price.
Yeah.
But you know, but there's no one who can control that price, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only yourself who knows how to go there. So you, at the end of the day, you just see me driving my car.
Yeah.
But I know how, in which way I pass through. But I won't tell you that. I'll just say that work hard, do this. But end of the day, I know that you won't make it the way I am.
That's a very honest answer. Go ahead.
The good thing just would be honest one with one another, because to be honest, I don't think someone will tell you. You hear the story that some business icon, maybe they were selling sweets, now they are millionaires. Those are liars. There's nothing like that. There must be a way you go through.
Okay.
You for you to reach that top. There's no such hard work. Hard work must be there, but
yes,
of course we have to pave from the hard work.
Yes,
you must do irrigate thing for to success.
Hmm. Wow,
if you want to
that's
stay in the
very
business,
honest.
That's how it works. I think if you are really honest with yourself, that's how things are done. Not
okay.
Like working hard and end of the day. You are saying I work hard for this. Someone will say I work hard for you. You do illegal things.
So he's actually trying to say I stole hard for this.
Yeah, it means he went extra mile.
Yes.
To reach that point. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Working hard does not mean maybe someone work hard just 100%. Be honest. Pay his worker a good salary. Charge the client proper, so it works like that.
Wow, that's very honest. Honestly, I appreciate you giving an answer like that, because at least you are probably saying what a lot of people are scared of saying. You know, nobody wants to say that this is why. And this is the first time that I've heard somebody answering a question like this. So I really want to appreciate you for trying to open our eyes. And I appreciate your perspective. I really do.
Yes. Good day, Sally. Bye.
Thank you, my brother. Take care. Wow. That was... That was very honest, young. Yo. Eagle FM, good afternoon to you.
Yes, how are you?
I'm okay, brother. How are you doing?
I'm all right, my sister.
That's good. Are you joining our conversation?
Yeah.
So, sharing knowledge. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why they say knowledge.
It's power.
Yeah, and they say power. Because you know why? If you have a knowledge, you are more likely to have even your surroundings, because you understand your surroundings. Yeah, and it will give you a power to navigate in your area.
Yeah.
What actually is to go forward for you to be success.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this is what we need, like in Namibia. We need knowledge and skill. Yeah, that is two things which I think we are missing in Namibia, because if you look mostly our youth, we are lacking in that knowledge, because we are not taught what is supposed to drive us forward.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the thing which we are getting is how can I put this? It's backwards.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of taking us forward, the way the world is moving. So if, sorry, I can ask you, if the way we are learning, we learn even the locust. What am I going to use locust in the streets, seriously, when I find myself, I don't have a job?
I see, okay.
Yeah. Then
so basically what follows after is what is important.
Yeah, very much.
Okay.
Teach me, give me knowledge which I support to use.
That I can use.
Which I can use. Not something really like, you are tempting me to learn grasshopper. At the end of the day, not all of us are going to be scientists or what they research or biologists. So the most important thing is that the thing which I have to do in my life, my surrounding.
Yeah. Can I ask you this? Sorry, my brother. What is one moment in your life that made you realize that knowledge is power? What is that one thing that you can remember that made you realize that knowledge is really power?
You know, my sister, when it comes to information, especially in our country, you can see that it's something really taking us far.
Yeah.
Because once you are able to get information, what the other people are doing, or you are reading that come to you, the information which you are getting, and you can use it, I think that is what is making us, like myself, to be proud of Namibian citizens, because I'm available to a lot of newspapers, and when it comes also to social media, I'm there. You can. So there are people who are there with that privilege.
I hear what you're saying.
And that is what is keeping people behind, because, my friend, let me say just maybe you don't, even the newspaper itself, you never, you may be just it, maybe after even a year.
Yeah.
So you are much behind what is going on in the world.
Yeah.
And when it comes also to available information which you have, like when it comes to media, like radio, like Eagle FM here. People have been listening to Eagle FM. I'm telling you, they will tell you, no, that Eagle FM is doing wonderful, because I'm telling you, it's not available. The information you are getting there is not available to all media which you used to.
Okay, I get it.
So it's different, totally different. Your legacy is different from others. And it is standing alone there. That's why everybody is starting listening to Eagle FM now when you're talking.
Okay, I hear
Even like in Namibia, I think it's, you guys almost covered the whole country.
Yeah.
But when it comes to other regions, sometimes you may go to like a place like Congo there, and then you have to struggle because the service is not available, for their service is not available. But you guys will make sure that even when it comes to platform like a social
Facebook,
media page, I can download it and then I start listening to.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, okay. It's totally something different. You see, that is how it keeps us having more information, and we having also knowledge there. We learn a lot. It's really
far. Yeah, I hear you. Any final
thoughts? Let me give other people a chance.
All right, thank you, my brother. Take care.
All right.
Well, they say knowledge might be power, but it is much more powerful when it is shared, right? Because if only one person knows how to do something, does that not prevent others from developing? Does that not hinder or not hinder? Does that not keep us back from progress? And plus, what happens if you are just holding on to knowledge and then you leave this earth? How will we then carry everything forward? Imagine Eagle FM, we don't share our skills. We don't teach people, the power of journalism, the power of radio. And then, God forbid, or we all disappear tomorrow. Who's going to take over? Who is going to, you know, it's the same thing. Like when you are going on a long trip, you want to take a co-driver with you, right? Because who's going to carry that trip forward? Okay, unless you say you're going to go and rest. But even so, you are basically giving your body a rest so that you will be able to carry it forward. So yes, when it comes to knowledge, I mean, it's important for us to dive into these type of conversation. Because imagine you're making a cocktail, right? And you've got the ingredient list in front of you. And then you'd be able to attempt, you know, some shaking and pouring. But without a recipe or a guidance from somebody who has trialed, erred, and perfected, you wouldn't know the order. You wouldn't know the timings and the techniques. And knowledge sharing makes sure that your employees, for instance, that they are less shaken and more stirred. Okay, that was a cocktail joke, but let's continue. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, Selin J, my sister?
Yes, I'm okay, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's
good afternoon to your listeners, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And knowledge is a distraction. You understand? The more we require knowledge, the more it's better for us. But the more we are all educated, and the more others becoming barbaric. Mm. What I mean barbaric? Backward system.
Mm.
We use our knowledge to distract other people. To destroy other features. We can use the other knowledge to make sure that you do not have what you supposed to be have. Why? The same knowledge that you require at education, primary, secondary, university, and vocational, and then now you become boss. Because why? You set with the knowledge. You have a degree. Mm. And the others, you see them, they have no degree. Mm. Although they have degree, but they are not important to you.
Mm.
They are not even wealthy to you. Why? Because that same knowledge that we are preaching to get, it takes a disadvantage. It's very good for you to have education. But the best education is that which you made somebody future to be bright.
Okay.
Not for you only. Selfishness, that selfishness education system, that cheap education system that you are presenting to the nation, and end of the day, those people are going and they will face the world. After educations, they will face the world.
Yeah.
Those who educate before them,
yeah,
they will minor on their human rights.
Yeah.
Because that is what we are living. This is the world that selfishness world, wicked world.
Mm.
Why? Because of education.
Mm.
So the power of education, if we could have used it, utilize the education in a proper sense,
mm-hmm,
that what you stand for. You stand for love, justice, equality.
Yeah.
The day the world will be equal, there will be no slave. There will be no hypocrite.
Mm.
There will be no jealousy.
Mm.
There will be no envy.
Mm.
But what we have, a people of giving, a people of sharing, a people of kind,
right,
a people of human dignity to each other. I will see you not because of your high standard of education, your degree you have, given you the power to give me and look at me like I'm not a person to you.
Mm.
All this is because why? The education we have taught is to despise other people, looking upon other people down.
Yeah.
Because why? I am better than you. I educated. Your education is not the same level of me.
Mm.
And these are the type of things. So when we talk about education,
yeah,
it is education when you become minister. When you become a slave of the state, when you become the businessman, when you become the employer, when you become the servant, when you become the employee, when you become you, the leaders, the religious leaders, when you become you, the politicals, the denominations. Are you using that education to make sure that what you say is what you do?
Right.
That is the we have to judge ourselves. What requirement education have you require that will help the nation, that will help to give advice, a proper advice, a sincere advice, so that end of the day, what, like you say, when you are leaving this world, you came in this world, you was never have education. But God taught you education. God bring the way on how you must behave, how you must contact with yourself, with your fellow human being, how you must contact with your fellow men and women, and your children, and your colleagues. So are you really use that for benefiting, or you are not using it wisely? That's a question we have to put at the education system. Are they, is the education in Africa or in Asia, in Europe, are they using it for making sure that this education is moving the global world in a direction of helping, but not distract, not a distraction, not to make, not to have education to make mass distraction, weapon and killing and war and war and war, and make conflicts, make the prices too high, and dictate for other people what they must do, what you must tell them, even go to their country and destroy their country. And the same times, educations you carry is to only make prices higher, make the living of the people a hell. Is that education are we bluff with? Are we showing off with? That is not the way. The education we want is a education to tell you that when you do mathematics, know what is 1 + 1 = 2. 2 - 1 = 1. So that you reduce price. You make sure so all the workers, they are well taken off. All the citizens are well taken off. The resources managed nicely. And you make sure that poverty is reduced. Unemployment is reduced. People must enjoy the benefits of their own country. This is the education we want. We don't want the education to come and divide people and make people enmity and then make people to hate each other. And then you get the other side you support. That is not education. That is a division education. So my advice is, if we all want to make sure that this world be a better world for all of us, to make sure that we preach the education in the education system, a proper education which can help the generation to come after us. It's, we are not thinking for today. We can suffer. We can put all our situation in a hardship now. But the small ones that are growing up, the women, the children that are growing up, they have to make baby for their children. What are we leaving behind? What are we going to, what are we going to present to them? What are they going to answer a question for us? This is education. We must tell history. We must able to understand what history is telling, the true history about our nature, our country, our leaders. When they are dying, are you putting them in the history so that the others they can understand who is the president Agegob, who is the minister for who is the governor for who is the councillor, who is the rich man? Those coming before, those who come last. You teach the education in a secular way that will make people to understand. We don't want tribalism again. Language tribalism. Other people want to be supreme. Other language want to supreme than the others. No, that is not a supreme system. Because all of us, we are not supreme. We are all human beings. We must live as one human being. When I see you, I must see myself. And then when you feel pain, I must feel pain. When the other feel pain, must feel pain. When you need a help, help. When you need a good advice, advice. That is the way we want everything to be nice. Because end of the day, we are looking for good and good deeds, not bad advice, not bad behavior. We want our sheep to be very educated in a good way, honest and respect and love. That I will say. Thank you very much for your topic.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I give to the others a call.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you, my brother. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, too.
All right. So, you know, I can sense that there is a lot of frustration when it comes to sharing knowledge. I hear the frustration that people who say that there's a lot of selfishness going on. There's a lot of dishonesty because people are not willing to tell people how they got to where they're going. People are scared. Like the one gentleman said, people are scared to share their knowledge because they don't want to tell me that, no, Sally, me, I stole. When I was telling you guys that I was selling sweets, and I'm not hating on any of those people because it is possible. We're not being honest about those skills sharing. And so now what happens is that people are just holding on to their stories. And like they say, the rich keeps getting richer and the poor keeps getting poorer, right? So yes, when people are learning from each other, when we can learn from each other, we can create a platform to share the knowledge, to build our sense of community. Especially when the takeaways from colleagues to, you know, help people to do their job better. You could argue that this is the best way to create a learning culture because your people can see, they can feel the benefits of both sharing and tapping into that shared knowledge. You know, it's about creating better experiences, right? To those businesses out there, the ones with the shops, you can create better customer experiences, right? We touched on sharing knowledge, helping people do their jobs better. And I think the best example is probably for the customer-facing employees, right? Because the knowledge base itself means that they can search for the knowledge when they're engaging with customers. And you can also cut down the time to respond. Because no matter how much of a community and a culture you build, the day will come when even your best and your most engaged employees are going to fly the nest. But that doesn't mean that you have to lose all their expertise and their experience before they spread their wings. No. When people share knowledge and they contribute to the collective brain, we're helping people learn while they are still alive, but also leaving insights and instructions that can be tapped into once they're gone. It's like I was looking at people were talking about this South African artist called Zola 7 and how he's currently not doing so well. And so people were talking about, you know, how people only, it's like we only wait for someone to die before we give them their credit or before we talk about what we've learned from them or praise them. And I found that to be very true because I was like, wow. So, as we are walking around this earth, and I know we are living in a tough world, right? But as we are walking on this earth, does it not bother you that, you know, when you go, that you're not going to leave anything behind? I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about when you go, don't you want somebody to say, wow, you know, how I remember Sally is that she taught me everything I knew about radio, or she taught me everything I knew about being a good woman or a good, a kind human being. I want to leave that behind. What about you?
You go. Don't you want somebody to say, wow, you know,
Eagle FM?
Hello, Eagle.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how are we?
We are pushing.
We are pushing. Thank you so much. Are you joining us today?
Obviously,
yes. Okay. So we're talking about, you know, sharing knowledge. What is your take? You know, do you also have frustrations when it comes to people sharing their knowledge, or do you have some good news for us today?
Sharing knowledge.
Yeah.
My take on the matter of sharing knowledge.
Okay.
It is about what knowledge you share and then what is it you want to reap from it.
Mm.
Yes. You may say some people are selfish because they don't want to share, for example, how they got their success. They don't want to teach that skill to others because they feel that they work so hard for what they have learned to just give it to somebody on a silver platter and then somebody becomes successful as they are.
Okay.
Yes. Then, again, it's about a personal take on this matter.
Mm.
What do you want as a person? If I feel that, okay, I've worked so hard for what I know so far, but it's worth helping somebody so that I don't see people around me suffering, because I have learned the skill. I have mastered what is it to be done. Then I want to help people around me. But if you know something and then you want to take advantage of what you know, and then you want the people around you to work for you because you know better than them. Yes, it's a bit selfish, but it's all about interest. Mm. What is it that you know? Is it worth sharing to somebody? Will it help somebody if you give it to them, or you are just going to waste your effort? And it's about the people around you. Do they want to know?
I see.
They want to know, yes. In that case, it's about also our education, for example. You were asking, I was listening earlier, you were asking is how powerful is information or knowledge?
Yeah.
You see, my understanding is that it's very, information or knowledge is very, very powerful, especially in this world of today, how things go around, and you need to know things for you to do things, for you to get things to happen. You need to know.
Yeah.
But if we relate that to, for example, our education system, people are complaining about you learn about locust in school. Of course, it's a pathetic situation, but when you have information, you have knowledge, how do you put this to good use? Or is it useful to you to know something? And once you have learned this knowledge, how do you put it to use so that it sustains your life?
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, you know, I'm really liking there was a part that you mentioned, where you said that sometimes people are scared to share knowledge because of, the fear that you might do better than me. And, you know, it's not the first time I'm hearing it. I hear it always, quite a lot in the entertainment industry, you know. And it's a very powerful statement, and I think it's also a very valid fear that, you know, if this one does better, like, how would I feel? You know, does it mean that I've been doing the formula wrong? Or, you know, so I can just imagine all those questions that are going through that person's head and why they might not, you know, want to share.
Yes, you see, for some things that we don't learn in school, we struggle on our own. Like people these days, they have this public teachers, YouTube.
Yeah.
They go to YouTube, they work so hard, spend so many hours watching videos of how to learn a certain skill.
Yep.
At the end of the day, they have mastered it, but they don't have, well, let's say the atmosphere around them, the application around them doesn't allow them to excel in that.
Mm.
But they have that knowledge. If they give that to somebody who lives in another type of sphere, that if they have this knowledge and they apply it, they'll become successful.
Yes.
Now, it's about choosing now, who do I give this knowledge to? What do I get in giving this knowledge? Will this person come back to me and share their fruits with me? Or once they get to know what I know, they go on and fly and leave me stuck in here? Because sometimes you have the knowledge, but you don't have the resources around you to put into application to apply. But somebody else doesn't have that, but if they knew it, they could apply it much better than you and then become somebody else.
Yeah.
Now it's about now choose who deserves to know what I know. And once they know what I know, what is in it for me? Will this person collaborate and work with me so that we go up together? Because this person could be in a good space to benefit from my knowledge. But I teach them and they go, they fly. It's the sad story about teachers. Sometimes teachers teach children that become much better persons than than them in life, but we don't go around and saying, I taught you, now come back to me.
Some people do. Some people will brag, be like, yeah, I taught you everything you knew. And I'm like, oh, okay. Don't know what to say from there, you know, except thank you. But I hear what you're saying. You know, I guess there's a level of self-confidence that needs to take place. And also, that's also maybe where the power of collaboration can come in, you know. That maybe I'll bring my side, you bring your side, let's create something, then you can go. Because at the end of the day, the person that you are teaching is still going to want to do their own thing eventually. So I guess it's a fine line and, you know, a level of self-confidence to know that, hey, at least I did my part, and that if this person goes to carry it forward, that, you know, I'm a pioneer in this. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's a very tricky one as much as it is very important. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very tricky one. But we live in a social world. So some people call it to be socially accountable to another person. It's about you. Do you care so much about somebody else succeeding better than you after you have taught them?
Yeah.
Or you want them to come back and give back to you after they have learned from you. But it's a personal choice. In a social world, it could be nice if we, those that teach, can give freely what they have learned.
Yeah.
If they benefit from giving, it would be nice. But those that learn, it would be really nice from us that we remember where we got what we know from, and then we appreciate the hand that gives us.
Yes, I hear you on that part. Mm-hmm. All right, my brother, thank you so much for joining in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, bye.
All right, take care. Yo, he really made a very strong point there. Let's quickly pay the bills, and then I will be back for more of the brand conversation.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Oyo mnangeshifa no hara kushivifa oma kuroye kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali ohetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 10 minutes left of the brand conversation. And today we've been speaking about, you know, the importance of knowledge sharing. I am constantly sharing knowledge. And I know that, like, when I had the conversation with the brother now, that there's a level of confidence that, and in a perfect world, it would be great, right? Where I share my knowledge and then, you know, I get compensated. And I know that when we're thinking of compensation or being paid back, that we are probably thinking money, because, you know, we're human beings, right? We are very practical. We need to see the things. It's not really always a matter of the heart. But yes, that could be why knowledge sharing is frustrating, because you're like, but what if I don't get anything out of this? What if I teach this person, they go do better than me? What if they don't acknowledge me when they get there? Because that happens a lot. A lot of people end up getting taught things and then they end up going and using it as their own, which they should, but not acknowledging where they got it from. And so I'd like to share some reasons as to why we need to start learning how to love knowledge, and especially sharing it. Because The first, most important part is that it helps us make feel good. Like, it makes us feel good to help others, right? It should make you feel good. Sometimes I hear about what I shared, you know, to some people, how it helped them, because the act of helping is what I love to do, right? But it doesn't hurt when you find out your own tips have had a wonderful effect on an individual. And it really takes that good feeling to the next level. There's also the kindness ripple effect, right? When you share knowledge with others, I sometimes see them do the same thing. And that's also really beautiful that the sharing should keep spreading. It's about, yes, that I'm helping to get much needed knowledge to out to our peers, which also helps our profession overall, right? Because you never know how many people could benefit from your information. There have been many times when I felt like the knowledge I was looking for wasn't out there, and I'm sure others have experienced the same thing. And I hope that we can keep trying to help change that by contributing to your field's knowledge bank, if I can call it that. It's about making our network grow immensely. You know, before, when I was only reactively sharing tips with those close to me, my professional network, it wasn't that large. But since I've been sharing tips even proactively online, or like what we're doing here with the Facebook, it widens the knowledge quite a bit, right? And it furthers the reach. And the other part that's also really great is that knowledge sharing can also lead to wonderful opportunities. They say the more you share knowledge, the chances of others seeing you as an expert in your field. May I want to be an expert? I don't just want to be a regular schmegular radio presenter. I want them to look at Sally and Evaldo and be like, no, those are the pioneers of talk radio in Namibia. That sounds nice, right, Evaldo? Eagle FM, good afternoon to you.
Yes, sorry to come back. I'm just enjoying your topic, right? And then I know that it's only few people are calling, and then we're talking about education and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But they were supposed to also come in at least to adhere on the discussions you are presenting.
Yeah.
Because it's a sharing of ideas and then a sharing of opinions that will be benefiting the nations.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, I listened to one of your caller was giving you a very recommending of mm-hmm. your stations,
mm-hmm.
and which is very, very nice. One of your talents that I like on this program, you at least give person enough time to blow mind and to hear his view of the remarks that people would like to understand the background and the information of what that particular person is saying, which is very good. I recommend you guys to keep it up. Don't listen to nobody, because what I want to say is, one, there was a radio station which is called Base FM, Republic of Namibia, Community Center Station.
Okay.
Station. As we are speaking, since Base FM is out of air, there was a brother called Mr. Kateve, I don't know if I pronounced the name nicely.
Okay.
This brother was a very impact in the society of Namibia by giving a proper structured information to the citizens of the community of Namibia and international view of listening. Imagine people are coming from different countries are listening for what these people are saying. So end of the day, we have been given information other countries are recommending, but yet our own country, Namibia, Base FM is on. We ask questions for how many years, no response. So end of the day, your station here, you talk about politics, you talk about social being, you talk about economic, you talk about political motivations, you talk about social lives, you talk about many, many issues. But you have your duty as a station to pick up like that. Nobody will come and make nonsense. When I use the word nonsense, nobody must come to dictate. Because what they did there, they dictate the station, because most of the time, people do not want to know the truth, do not want to accept the truth. And when you talk about education, it's about the truth. What you stand for the truth, you stand for justice. And when you stand for justice, nobody will like you then. Nobody would like you to tell them the truth. Although, yes, the truth can cure your disease. The truth can make you, to save you from the wrongdoing. But nobody will want to accept that. So this is why they want and stop the bureaucracy, and then Kateva is sent to the, I think, Kavango or Caprivi, whatever.
Yes.
Now, not anymore to be even seen. A person who was fighting for Minister for Poverty was there today because of that brother. And Arben ministry to change because of that brother. Many, many things he did and lied. All people talk for very... And then the last thing is, uncle we call Uncle Paul.
Yes.
It's a shame on the Namibia media that they don't even think about to talk once, even to celebrate or to have a topic for Mr. Paul, whether the family or him himself. He has done a very wonderful job in this country under active of giving information, giving advice. But I do not even hear, not one day, that media, the owner for media, for all TV station, radio station in this country, to recognize and to say, we want another new Mr. Paul. No matter, you cannot bring that person back. Eh? But what that person has said, to put it as one person to him, to say, let us help the nation. Because of that station, let's bring that station back, because the community, yeah, they want a community station, not only Eagle FM, because Eagle FM maybe can be a private company. Sometimes can come where we're not going to accept it to be speak like we're talking. But when bring a community radio station, it means that you are helping the nations of Namibia.
I see.
That would, you understand?
Yes.
So I advise the caller, it was a very nice that he advised you, and me also, I'm giving you a very 100% that you are going to do a job. NBC, Eagle FM, Fresh FM, National Energy, and everything, Mulunga, because I don't speak too much Yoruba, but they're also doing the job. But the thing is, media, you need to inform the citizen of those who also...
I understand, my brother. I do.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. All right. But yeah, that is knowledge sharing for you as we're having a discussion. Let's take this final caller. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sally.
Yes, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. What's your take? You're the final caller.
Yeah, the knowledge sharing, you see, knowledge is a power.
Yeah.
To success.
Yes.
If you say knowledge is
power.
Yeah, it's a power to success. Everything, if you need something, you should do. Look for knowledge and sharing, and then you make something successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, knowledge is very important to be shared.
Do you make the effort? Like if somebody comes and they ask you for advice, in your career, do you willingly share, or do you sometimes get a bit scared that they might become better than you?
No,
okay.
not scared. You see,
okay.
Yeah, if you're scared, it means that you. If you limit your knowledge sharing, also other people, they could not share knowledge with you. And then you also say, if you don't want to share with others.
That's
but
true.
You refuse to share your knowledge to somebody, and later on you look at another knowledge, you need knowledge there.
Yes.
Therefore, it is very important.
Yes, I understand. All right. Thank you, my brother. Unfortunately, I have to go, but let's chat tomorrow.
Fine.
All right. Okay, it's that time for me to make my way out. Let's quickly pay the bill and then some final thoughts.
There is no queue in internet. Let's keep it that way.
Skip the queue and sign up for our Steadfast, Bharatis Fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE packages at the click of a button. Getting connected has never been easier. Easy online sign up.
All right, it is 1 o'clock on the dot, and on the radar we'll be coming up to give you your latest news updates. My final thoughts is that we live in a world where access to information and knowledge, it is critically important in order for most things to function, right? And this is especially true in our modern society, which relies a lot on knowledge in order to thrive and succeed. So when your company adopts a knowledge sharing culture, you can expect to have better work processes, your productivity will increase, and I can tell you now, you will watch your business grow. So I hope that you have found some value out of today, and I hope that you will really take the step in knowledge sharing. It's all about collaboration. It's all about, elevating, performing better, connecting with our peers. And like I said, the sharing culture is important. And like many of you said, knowledge is power. So don't be afraid to be replaced. You should aim to be a pioneer, to be an expert in your field, that every time you share your knowledge, people are going to think of you. So stick around for the rest of the team. I will see you later. That is at 11 o'clock on Off the Hook.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
On the Radar is proudly brought to you by Global Parts Namibia. Global Parts, global reach for best local prices and advice.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
Or social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commanders say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Oulio mnangeshefa, noahara kushivifa, oma kuroe kupita.